You're listening to SBS News.
Self-proclaimed democratic socialist Bernie Sanders has bowed out of the race for the Democratic nomination. But he's urged his supporters to continue voting for him to keep his ideas alive within the Democratic Party.
I am announcing the suspension of my campaign. I will stay on the ballot in all remaining states and continue to gather delegates. While Vice President Biden will be the nominee, we must continue working to assemble as many delegates as possible at the Democratic Convention, where we will be able to exert significant influence over the party platform and other functions.
Mr. Biden had this to say for Mr. Sanders' supporters.
I hear you. I know what's at stake. I know what we have to do. Our goal as a campaign, and my goal as a candidate for president, is to unify this party, and then to unify the nation.
That is exactly what he'll have to do, according to David Smith, a senior lecturer in American politics at the United States Studies Center. He believes Mr. Biden will have to adopt some of Mr. Sanders' policies if he is to defeat President Donald Trump at the election in November.
Biden is going to have to take a more aggressive line on healthcare. I mean, it's unlikely that he'll go for the full embrace of Medicare for All, which is what Sanders wants, but I think he needs a much more expansive vision of government-provided health insurance, which is something that is absolutely crucial at the moment, as we see the way that America's health system is failing on so many levels when it comes to the COVID-19 crisis.
Mr. Sanders shot to an early lead in the nomination after victories in the Iowa, New Hampshire and Nevada primaries. However, Mr. Biden quickly became the front runner after a number of moderate candidates dropped out and their supporters coalesced around the former vice president. Support for Senator Sanders had been falling for weeks, but Dr. Smith says there was another reason he dropped out of the race.
One of the reasons that Sanders dropped out is because of the COVID crisis, and especially seeing things like the primary election happening in Wisconsin under really very dangerous circumstances. Sanders did say as part of his statement that not only did he not see a path to winning the presidency, but also that he saw this as a distraction from the very difficult work that needs to take place now, which is not just around electing a Democratic president, but around dealing with the COVID crisis.
Regardless, there was always a mutual agreement the two would unite against President Trump.
So Joe Biden and I have our differences, and I'm going to articulate them. But at the end of the day, Joe has made it clear he will support me if I win. I am making it clear I will support him if he wins. Together, we're going to go forward and defeat Trump.
But what will this mean for the remainder of the presidential race? Dr. Smith again.
Look, it's very hard to say because it's hard to imagine circumstances under which an election is more unpredictable. You know, there could be a recession when the election is taking place, which that's quite difficult for a president to win. We don't know how much blame American people are really going to give to the Trump administration for the way that the pandemic progressed through the United States. So it's just very, very hard to predict.
Ilias Bakala, SBS News.